Ikaro, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to read from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 and 22. I will be reading from the easy to read version. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, when someone won't stop doing wrong to me, how many times must I forgive them? 7 times? Jesus answered, "I tell you, you must forgive them more than 7 times. You must continue to forgive them even if they do wrong to you 77 times. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. And I want to leave with you a topic to get down into your soul. Why forgive? Why forgive? On this July 11, 2024, our moon phase is still at a waxing crescent phase. It is still 5 days old and is 19% illuminated to the sun. What this symbolizes to us is that it's a time to still let go, rest, and prepare for the new cycle ahead. And it can also be a time to reflect on things, ideas, behaviors, people, and relationships that no longer serve you. We all agree that forgiveness is important. However, some people will not forgive. I can recall a situation that I had personally over 40 years ago. When people don't forgive, they feel like they have some kind of power. But in my particular situation, I can recall a time when a person did not accept my request of forgiveness over a brutal conversation regarding my mother. It wasn't derogatory, it was just abrasive. She did not forgive me. However, I was able to move on in life. You're not really thinking much about it. And that was something that did not hold on to. I did not hold on to that. I really didn't remember the details. And it did not affect me. I do remember having a conversation with my mom. And she, as always, compassionately smoothed it all out. As she always did. I wonder what happened to her as I think back over 40 years ago. She's probably deceased by now because during that was 40 years ago. God rest her soul. In my Orisha studies this morning, Abatala spoke to me and my condition this morning, particularly where Baba Abatala says you're in the process of reinventing yourself. So it must be done bit by bit. Obatala urges you to do things in moderation and do not be given to extremes. As we look at forgiveness, it's healthy to forgive. We need to forgive others as well as to forgive ourselves. In fact, forgiveness is vitally important for the mental health of those who have been victimized. It propels people further rather than keeping them emotionally engaged in an injustice or a trauma. Forgiveness has been shown to elevate mood, enhance optimism, and guard against anger, stress, anxiety, and depression. According to Psychology Today, forgiveness is a personal decision to release the anger or the resentment and to let go of negative energy. It can have many mental health benefits, including emotional and spiritual presence. And just to mention a few things about when you do forgive, there's incredible reasons to develop a lifestyle of forgiveness. Number one, forgiveness can help you to become more present in the moment and create a space for peace of mind and contentment. Forgiveness can provide you with positive emotions. Forgiveness can replace the negative emotions like revenge and resentment with positive feelings like love. Forgiveness protects your mental health. Forgiveness can help protect against anxiety, depression, and stress and anger. Forgiveness has many benefits to your brain activity. Forgiveness can activate brain networks involved in empathy, theory of mind, and regulating effect. In scripture, Jesus says, "I tell you, you must forgive them more than 7 times. You must continue to forgive them even if they do wrong to you 77 times. See, forgiveness really is a lifestyle decision. I believe Jesus was really saying to Peter, forgiveness is not what you think. It's not about keeping score. It is a lifestyle decision that is a defining characteristic of all my followers and a foundational principle of the kingdom of God. Amen. So what does forgiveness entail? Well, forgiveness is vitally important for the mental health of those who have been victimized. It propels people forward rather than keeping them emotionally engaged in an injustice or a trauma. Forgiveness has been shown to elevate your mood, enhance optimism, guard against the anger that you may carry, stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, forgiveness is different from reconciliation, excusing or condoning an action. It doesn't require people to return to the same relationship or accept harmful behaviors from the offender. And the offender doesn't need to know that the person has moved on. Forgiveness can also involve letting go of violations to cognitive structures, like beliefs about oneself or others. Psychology Today suggests that forgiveness is important for people who have been victimized, as it can help you to move forward instead of stand backwards in injustice and carrying the narrative over and over and over. For example, in betrayed couples, higher levels of forgiveness have been associated with more satisfied relationships and stronger parenting. Now, forgiveness has four stages. Forgiveness has four stages that you need to be aware of: hate, hurt, heal, and come together. Hate, hurt, heal, and come together. Forgiveness is not merely accepting what has happened or ceasing to be angry. Rather, it involves a voluntary transformation of your feelings, your attitude, and your behavior so that you are no longer dominated by resentment, the prison of resentment, and can express compassion, generosity, or the like toward the person who done you wrong. In other words, they can walk in the room and it will not trigger you. The medical on forgiveness is that it grants forgiveness was associated with activations in a brain network involved in theory of mind, empathy, and the regulation of effect through cognition, which comprise the precuneus, right inferior parietal regions and the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. The act of forgiveness then delivers tangible structural changes in the brain and the body as neural networks that control stress, pain, and awareness of threat. All processes that increase stress hormones in the body and negatively impact physical and mental health are dialed down. One last thing about forgiveness that I want to mention. This was the first word that Jesus said on the cross because he knew what was getting ready to go down. He knew what was getting ready to happen. But it had to happen and it had a purpose. Jesus said, as an example to us, his last sermon on the cross, "Father, forgive them. They know they don't know what they are doing." Then the soldiers threw dice to divide Jesus' clothes between them. This scripture fulfilled Psalms 22, verse 18. Now, as far as throwing the dice and dividing his clothes, as jacked up as that sounds to me, it is a custom for executioners. They were often given clothes of the condemned to do with as they wish. Well, the soldiers likely divided most of the items, such as his cloak, belt, sandals, and head covering. This in itself in scripture fulfilled all four gospels, according to Matthew in chapter 37, gospel according to Mark chapter 5, the gospel according to Luke chapter 23, and the gospel according to John chapter 9. Well, this concludes my message for today. May you forgive yourself and forgive others from the inside out. To God be the glory. Ogunifa Oluwa Omodi Lajmari Selah.